We're very much in holiday season, and lots of us love to throw a couple of books in the suitcase or indeed pack a Kindle. Writer and director Peter Sheridan and the novelist Arlene Hunt have joined me in the studio, and they're going to share their top picks when it comes to summer reading. You might throw in more than a couple, indeed, if you were going away. Peter Sheridan, how did you approach the task
of making a list?
Yeah.
Well, first, for me, just going back over what I read during the year and thinking, would that suit on a holiday, or, you know, did I enjoy it? And you know, one of the standout books for me was a reissued book from 10 years ago, which I had missed first time round, called Dying to Survive by Rachel Keogh from Ballymun. It's basically a kind of a version of Dante's Inferno, where a girl goes into hell, the hell of addiction, tells a story. It's funny, it's warm, it's completely destructive, it's terrifying, it's everything. And there's a photograph of the girl on the front of the book, that if it was your daughter, you would just cry if your daughter came home like this. And in fact, she tells the story that when her arms got that bad from puncturing them with needles, the doctors considered amputating her arms. This is where the book gets to. And yet, it's completely compulsive reading. It's like that thing of watching a car crash or watching some terrible thing happen to some human being, and they survive, come out the other side of it. And she's now doing really well. She's a mum. She's back doing full-time degree course in education. She's completely turned her life around. There were obviously problems with her mum and her dad. She's turned all that around, and it's a complete story of redemption.
Now, what
a better way than that to feel on a beach during the summer.
Uplifted. Arlene, how did you approach it?
I just looked for escapism more than anything else. I thought, you know, if you're sitting by a pool and everyone's got such busy lives all the time and you just want to go away and you sort of want to down tools of your mind slightly.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd go for a little bit of escapism. I thought I'll crack on into the crime fiction. And there's so much, like, it's such a bonanza of books coming out at the moment. It's incredible. We've got a real, I don't know, there's so many new books coming onto the market all the time and new authors coming onto the market all the time. It's tremendous. So the first one I picked was Claire Allen has a book. She's a Northern Irish writer. She's got a book coming out this week called Forget Me Not. And one of the things I liked about it was Derry Girls Meet Seven. And I just thought that was such a brilliant expression of a book. And it just sounds really energetic. And this woman finds this terribly, terribly badly injured lady on a laneway and while she's out walking her dog. And the only thing that the poor woman can say to her is, warn them. And it's just, you know, boom, straight in. So I thought, we'll go with that first.
You're into crime.
Oh, I love the crime.
Yeah.
Bit of veil murder.
It's flying at the moment, isn't it?
It is. But I always said, people like crime because, generally speaking, people get their comeuppance. You know, people like that.
Good over evil. Now, Peter, where do you go next?
Well, with the crime fiction thing, wouldn't be my normal thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes my wife will read something, or my daughters, or my son even, and say, you have to read that, Dad. And they'd been trying to put Patricia Gibney in my hand for quite a while.
Yeah.
And she wrote a book called, is it The Lost Girl?
That's right, yeah.
The Lost Girl. I mean, I had never read this author before. And like 30 pages into this book, I'm going, this is on a level with Jeffrey Deaver. This is like top-notch writing. A brilliant central character, a flawed Irish woman set in the Midlands of Ireland. You think the Midlands of Ireland in some small rural town is not where you expect to find good crime fiction written. But in fact, she turns everything to its advantage. So the smallness of the place. The Detective Inspector Lottie Parker is kind of falling apart as a human being, and she's trying to investigate a murder, and she desperately, desperately is trying to kick the vodka. The only way she can kick the vodka is by the Xanax, and she's none left.
Oh,
so she has to go to the local doctor, who's a friend of hers, but she's fighting with her. So now she has to go and make up with her doctor friend and then ask for the Xanax. And it's just fabulous stuff.
Right.
So what she brilliantly is able to do is, from a starting point, she creates a picture of an entire community at work. And in the centre of it is this woman whom you completely identify with.
Right.
She feels like a wonderful human being at the centre of this great story.
Okay, now you also are going to draw people's attentions. We'll just do it briefly because we were talking to him for a very long time last week, which was wonderful. Though, mind you, time flies when he's in studio. Joseph O'Connor's new book.
Yeah, well, the thing with Joseph O'Connor is Joseph O'Connor is one of those writers that when he issues a new book, I just buy it. I don't have to read a critic or I don't have to listen to him on the radio, because He writes historical fiction as good or better than anybody in Ireland who's ever written that form. And so Bram Stoker, for me, like, I pass by Bram Stoker's house almost every single day of my life in Merino Crescent. I'd heard of Bram Stoker when I was a kid.
Yeah.
This famous man lived in this. He was also, of course, involved in the theatre, which is my mainstay.
Oh, right.
So everything, he ticks every box. So I picked up a copy of, you know, of the book.
Okay.
And from the get-go, it's just a knockout. I'm only 15 pages in, but I can't wait to get home, Marion, this afternoon and reconnect with it.
Okay, can you give me a couple of yours now, Arlene? You did that old-fashioned thing of also picking a romance.
I did. Actually, I've got two romances. I've got Sheila O'Flanagan's new book, Her Husband's Mistake, which has just been published as well. And what I like enormously about Sheila is she's not afraid to go into, you know, the nitty-gritty of things, but with such a light touch. And she's really, really, you know, her characters are incredible. And this is Roxy, who's been married, she's got children, she thinks her marriage is rock solid and everything's going along, and as you can imagine, things don't always go along as people expect them to be. And so that is out at the moment. I also have Bride Squad Runaway from Caroline Grace Cassidy and Lisa C. Carey. And this,
you're nodding at that one too.
It takes a real skill to write tragic comedy. And I tell you, these two girls now have nailed it. Ava O'Hara, again, thinks she has it all. She's got a fabulous guy. She's got her wedding dress. She's about to get married. And then, well, I don't want to give too much away, but I will tell you that the rug comes out from underneath her feet fairly hard on her wedding day. And then, so that's, I mean, and I just think for summer reads, these are going to be amazing. When you sit by a pool and you can just dip into someone else's misfortune.
That's right, with the
a companion, piece
somebody
of
else's
that.
Misfortune. Yeah, yeah. You can just
a companion
dive
piece
in.
Of that would be The Start of Summer.
Okay.
Alison Walsh, the wonderful Alison Walsh, one of our greatest ever editors in Irish publishing, who turned to writing just a few years ago.
Okay.
Has written a wonderful book. It's about the interaction of four women who've just had babies. They meet in the park and we shared our lives, and it's a fantastic read.
Okay, that all sounds very promising, and thank you both very, very much indeed. And the rest of them those that we spoke about, and the rest of them, we will put up on our website.